This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وبعد أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for His special blessing to all of us, especially for those who have been with us every night to perform our Qiyam. Now, brothers and sisters, last night we did inform all of us the importance to have four good, noble character. That inshallah, with these four noble character, Allah will save us from hellfire. We hope all of us still remember these four noble character. I just quote again: Hayyin, Layyin, Qareebin, Sahlin. Always remember, these are easy for us to remember. We should be humble, we should be polite and gentle when we are communicating with anybody. We should be easy to be approached, and then make it easy for yourself and for others to approach you. And also wasahlin. Sahlin means everything in our life. Try our best to make it easy for others. You have to make sure that we also understand the spirit of Islam is to make life easy, not to make life difficult. When you have the right understanding of Islam, you will understand how easy is this religion. Example, look at this special month of Ramadan. Before I talk about Ramadan again, let me talk about today. What is today? Today is what day? Friday. One of the hadiths that the Prophet did mention in Sahih Muslim, As-salah ila salah muqaffarat baynahuma. Number one. One prayer to another prayer, all the other sins that we have committed between one to another is been forgiven. That's number one. Al-Jum'ah ila al-Jum'ah muqaffarat baynahuma. Today is Jum'ah. For one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah. From this Jum'ah, from last Jum'ah to this Jum'ah, Friday, if we do commit sins, Allah will erase and wipe out all the sins. This is the weekly sins. The first is the daily sins. The second is the weekly sins. Then Rasulullah continued by saying, Ramadan ila Ramadan muqaffarat baynahuma. Last Ramadan to this Ramadan, whatever sin that we have committed, Allah is erasing it again, to show us the blessing of praying, the blessing of Jumaat, the blessing of Ramadan. Allah keep on forgiving us. And then when come to Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focus on just Ramadan. Man sama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan and follow the ruling of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sin. Man قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stay awake at night, that we just finished our night prayer, Qiyam Ramadan, with iman, sincerely for the sake of Allah, not because we are under pressure. No, because if you don't pray, nobody can say you are wrong, because it's sunnah. But if you stand up, calm means stand up, means you establish the prayer with adab. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless all of you, because I've seen the adab that you have been performing Jama'ah prayer is so beautiful. You have all the patience when you follow the imam. You do not move until the imam have finished his movement. I hope this spirit continue not only in the month of Ramadan, not only here, but wherever you go. When you are beside with somebody, your friend, remind them, if they are moving faster than what they should do as a ma'mum, you must remind them. We must discipline all the jama'ah. Our friend, our family members, we hope that this adab, inshallah, soon will be accepted by majority of the ummah, and the adab of standing close to each other when you perform Jama'ah prayer. It's important for us to share this information with others. Yeah? And then the Prophet ﷺ also reminded, Man qama laylatul qadr imana wahtisaban ghufira lama ma taqaddama min zambi. And Allah will always keep on forgiving our past sin. When you fast in the month of Ramadan, when you qiyam at night, and when you are ready for qiyam Laylatul Qadr, that will be the last 10 days of Ramadan that we are going to meet with this Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. So what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, that Allah is forgiving us, Allah is forgiving us, Allah is forgiving us. Alhamdulillah. So we should learn how to forgive. We should learn how to forgive. We should learn how to be humble. We should learn how to make sure that all of us forgive each other. You don't have to wait for Eid al-Fitri to ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness every night, if possible. We are asking Allah forgiveness, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, every day after the Fardu prayer. You should ask forgiveness with each other if you know that we have been wrong to any one of us. Few ayah that were recited tonight by our imam for the qiyam in Surah At-Tawbah. One is, وَإِنْ أَهَدُ مِنَ مُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَبْلِقْهُمْ مَقْمَنَ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Beautiful reminder. If any time you have a mushrikeen, a not yet Muslim, who is under your care, under your protection, who are close to you, who was with you, even your mate, example, who are not yet a Muslim, he has been with you day in, day night. You cannot just ignore his or her right, especially is a her, is a she. You do not just leave them without letting them know what is Islam, who is Allah. Hatta yasma'a kalam Allah, until they hear the words of Allah. Kalam Allah is the Quran. Quran is not a makhluk, but kalam Allah. It's important whether they get hidayah or not, is between they and Allah. But you as a Muslim must share the kalam Allah with those who are close to you, especially those who are under your care, under your control, under your protection. Even they are not yet Muslim, you can hire them, you can adopt a not yet Muslim children, but in the same time you must let them hear kalam Allah. You cannot force them to become a Muslim. La iqra fid din. But you must share with them Kalam Allah. That is the Quran. And if they are not ready to accept, don't get angry, don't get upset. It's not our duty to get upset. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah says, our duty is just to convey. Allah's duty is to give hidayah. Even that we have failed to do it. Sometimes when people who are not yet Muslim want to come to the mosque, we stop them from coming. Can you imagine what we are doing? As though they have no right to get close to Islam. We should have bring Islam to them, not they come to us. But now they are coming and we stop them. See how destructive we are. Inshallah, brother and sister, when you drink, please drink with your right hand. Always drink with your right hand, inshallah. Yeah? Now, if they refuse to follow, if they refuse to believe, Allah said, ثُمَّ أَبْلِقْهُ مَكْمَنَا. Leave them in peace. Let them feel that when they are with you, they feel peace. They feel that they are being protected. We don't force them. And this is very important when come to people who want to be a Muslim. Never force them. Never pressure them. Tomorrow morning we have our Saturday class specially tailored for the new Muslim brothers and sisters. And the topic tomorrow is about how to spread the news to our family who are not yet Muslim. That is a topic. When you are ready, how are you going to share the info to your family members who are not yet Muslim? For those who want to know, they can come tomorrow at 11. Why Allah called us to leave them in peace and don't harass them, don't push them, don't be too pushy. Just leave them and pray for them. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Because these are the people who don't really know what is Islam. They are very confused. What they know about Islam is what the media talk about Islam. And we know the media is not showing the good thing about Islam. We don't blame the media 100% because the Muslims themselves are not showing good example. So the media pick up all the wrong, image of Islam, and they portray it, and that's why a lot of people are not yet Muslim. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. They do not know. They have their fear and they look at us like we are maybe coming to eat them, to kill them. So before you kill them, they start to do anything they can to stop you. May Allah give us the right understanding, the right spirit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, accept our jama'ah prayer. Ameen. And lastly, the ayat that was recited also by the Imam is a very powerful ayah. I personally think all of us who are here do not really practice this ayah. We are not ready yet for this ayah. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. This ayah is a very powerful ayah that the Imam have recited. And Imam is holding back when he recites this ayah. Allah is telling us, if you who believe in Allah love, now we have this love, of course. What is the thing that you love? Maybe when you have parents, you love your parents. You should love them, of course. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاءُكُمْ, your parent, your father who have been so loving to you, anything you want, he give it to you. How can we don't love this kind of father? You just wait, iPhone 10 come out, iPhone 8 come out, iPhone 8 is in front of you as a gift, a surprise, your birthday gift. How can you don't love this kind of father? وَأَبْنَاءُكُمْ, and if you love your children, we all love our children. I love my children, you love your children. If you don't love your children, you love your grandchildren. Sometimes we don't love your children for a while. But alhamdulillah, love have make hijrah, have migrate to your grandchildren. Alhamdulillah. Somebody to love is very important in life. وَأَبْنَاكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, your spouses. Who don't love their spouses? Everybody love. وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ, all the family members. You have a lot of relatives. Your money. Who don't love money? If anybody feel that I don't really love money, alhamdulillah, charity box is close by. Just keep on giving. Don't worry. This is just an exercise. وَأَمْوَالٌ اِكْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَقْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, your business. Who don't love their business? Everybody is spending a lot of time to make sure that their business, yeah, will prosper, inshallah. Yeah. And your home, for those who have beautiful house, I think we love our house. That's why we keep on decorating, repainting again. Hari Raya is getting close. House also must Raya. No? Everything must be new. Not only New Year. Carpet new. What more? Curtain new. Just name it. If possible, everything new. You know, I receive a video, I don't know which country, it must be in the Arabs. Something is happening. I think all of you may have received that too. Yeah. Suddenly they open this supermarket or these stores. Now for woman session. The woman just rush in. Only Allah knows what is happening in the supermarket. All the women just rush in and grab anything that they can. There is one. It's like an earthquake, you know. And then the second section for men, that is for women. Only women can enter. And all the women, mashallah, niqabi women. That's why I say it's not in here, it's an Arab country. Black, all black. But they rush in, only Allah knows, you don't know what it's like, no? Those hungry people, you know, waiting for food. When the food is ready, they just run and grab, and everybody just push each other, you know? And then the men's side now. Also, there was a section for the men. Suddenly, that time, when the gate opened, the door opened, the men rush in, and everybody grab all the big screen TV. They don't want the small one, big one. And one day, whole everybody was rushing, and then three of them was holding the same one. Now, we don't know who is going to give in. So somebody is staring and they push the other brother. No, this is mine, this is mine. I think, I don't know, maybe they give 70% or they give only 10%. Or I cannot 10%, yeah? I think they give free. Yeah? 1 hour free. Allahu Akbar. If Tesco do this, Giant do this, Allahu Akbar. 1 hour free. Allah, my sister is more aware about that. You know. Maybe that video was sent by the sister to me. Alhamdulillah. Blessing on Ramadan. You know. When come to Ramadan, people are so kind. They give you 1 hour free. Anything that take, you take. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, there is dunya. You see how crazy. Allah is telling us, we love all this dunya. We love money. We love our business. We love our home. Allah said, "Not you are not supposed to love. You can love all these things. Your father, your children, your family. You can love them. But Allah said, don't love them more than Allah. Don't love them more than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't love them more than to prepare for a jihad. The first jihad is to save life, not to kill. No, no, no. To do da'wah, the best jihad is da'wah. And that's where everybody should participate. You can't do with your time. You don't have the knowledge. You do with your property. Support all the da'wah activities, then you will be part of the team. Allah is telling us, if you love all these things more than Allah and the Messenger and jihad, wait. فَتَرَبَّسُوا حَتَّى يَعْتِي اللَّهُ بِعَمْرِ. Wait for Allah's punishment. May Allah protect us. You know. Why the early Muslims, they are so little in number, they are minority, but in 23 years, just 23 years, we have been a Muslim for 50, 60 years doing nothing. We don't even save one soul who are not yet Muslim to Islam. 23 years, Mecca totally changed from 95-99% mushrikeen, pagan, to be 100% Muslim. And you can witness it every day. Look at the Kaaba. People bringing tawaf. Only Muslim can enter this country now. This state, yeah, Mecca. Look at Medina. Full of disbeliever. In 23 years all together. 13 years in Mecca. 10 years in Medina. These two cities become so sacred. Clean from shirk. Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alham. There's the ayah that Allah is telling us. If you love your parents, your children, your spouses, your family, your business, your property, your households more than Allah and the Messenger and jihad fi sabilihi, you have to wait. Insha'Allah, we hope that we will start to change our love from loving all these things to love Allah more. That one you can check within yourself, brother and sister. We hope this Ramadan will give us the right spirit to love Allah, the Prophet, and ready for jihad. Insha'Allah, that means later on the ayat will tell you about some beautiful promise from Allah. If the Imam is going to continue tomorrow night with the same surah, you come across how Allah offer us. Yeah, how do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that He is going to trade with us? He is going to trade with us. Allahu Akbar. And what is this? When the ayah has been recited, I will share with you the meaning. So may Allah accept our deeds, brother and sister. Don't forget the spirit of Jama'ah. Don't forget, when you perform your prayer, wherever you are, not only here, you take care of the self. Outside of here, you also don't know what to do with the self. How can you take care of the self? Everybody is running away from you, you know. But do whatever you can. Then talk to somebody who is near to you, who is younger to you. Sometimes it's easy to talk to somebody who is younger to you. You don't talk to the motherly person, then they look at you. He said, where do you learn this? You don't say you learn from here. Yeah, you say it's from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You say learn from here. That is why. Don't go there. They say. You say from the Prophet. Then it's up to them to accept or not to accept. If they don't accept, don't blame them because they do not know. Yeah, we just have to have extra patience and work on them, share with them, and later on you can get some books or some dalil on that particular issue, and you pass it to them and let them read by themselves. And may Allah open their heart, their mind, and they start to change, and you will get the reward from Allah Rabbul Alamin, inshaAllah. Amin ya Rabbul Alamin. Wa bilai tawfiqi wa akhir da'wana subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.